It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency. Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, as we're getting set for college women's college basketball here on Care Radio. The ladies game as Benedictine is going to be hosting Manhattan Christian College. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Gear Radio Sports Studio. And with me here to my left, Izzy, going to bring in a starter. What do you say, girl?
I got you. From Manhattan Christian, starting off with number 10, Kerrigan Dustin, a 5'6" sophomore guard from Mankato, Kansas. Number 11, Tristan Hayden, a 5'9" junior forward from Crescent, Oklahoma. Number 13, Morgan Hurla, a 5'5" freshman guard from Maple Hill, Kansas. Number 21, Carly Walmer, a 5'11" junior center from Concordia, Kansas. And then finally, we have number 33, Katie Williams, a 5'8" freshman forward from Oskaloosa, Kansas. Moving on to the Ravens, we start off with number 10, Aaliyah Kramer, a 5'7" sophomore guard. Number 20, Josie Weiser, a 5'11" junior guard slash forward from Nortonville, Kansas. Number 21, Twyla, a 5'10" senior forward from Verona, Missouri. Number 30, Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1" sophomore forward from Wichita, Kansas. And finally, number 32, Aaliyah Raines, a 5'8" senior guard from Meriden, Kansas.
Well done. Thank you very much. And as that occurs, the ball goes up, the tip is away. It'll be controlled down by the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and we are underway. Raines will work the ball around to the left side. It's going to be Raines with it, kicks it over to the right. Three-point shot on its way, a little bit wide to the left side, off the fingertips of Josie Weiser. But the Ravens are going to rebound it back. Here's a three on the other edge. It rims out, won't go. Rebound slapped around, batted. Manhattan Christian's going to pick up the loose basketball. Here comes Manhattan Christian. It's the Thunder coming up court with the ball. They'll take, kick it over to the right side. Manhattan Christian in a, we will call it a slate blue with white lettering and trim. Here's Benedictine on a little break play. The layup is going to go up and in for Aaliyah Raines. BC will push out on top quickly, 2-0. They'll press a little bit on the inbound play. Again, Manhattan Christian in a slate blue with white. Benedictine in the home white with gold and black. And now trying to come up with a steal. We're going to have a foul by Josie Weiser. Josie picking up her first personal foul of the game. Now you got to remember, we just had a guys' game, 20-minute halves. Ladies' game, 10-minute quarters. Inbound is going to be stolen, and Kramer misses an uncontested layup. Benedictine, not shooting real well in the early going. 1 of 3 from the floor. 8:54 to go in the first. 2-0, BC. See if we can get some numbers up for this team. Here's the ball into the forecourt for Manhattan Christian. Katie Williams will bring it up. Now it's going to be knocked away from her. Josie will drive and have it stripped out of her hands. Knocked away and out of bounds by Morgan Hurla. Hurlin, the freshman from St. Mary's High School down in Maple Hill, Kansas. It's a young team with, two, three juniors, one sophomore, and maybe four freshmen. The free throw for Josie, in and out, no good. Josie Weiser looking for her first point of the evening. Takes her time, eyeing it up. Little right-handed shot, got it. And Josie's on the board. Benedictine leading now 3-0. 8:39 to go in the opening quarter. Of court pass, and the Thunder for Manhattan Christian into the forecourt with the basketball. They'll bring it up on top to the one-hand push pass over to the left side to Dunston. She'll feed it over to the left block, now into the lane. Putting on the floor once, a couple times. Here's Wallmeyer with it. Can't escape. Skips it back over to the right side. Shot clock to 7. Backing in. Coming off the screen. The shot is high up off the window. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. It's loose on the floor. And, well, they're going to reset that shot clock. And here comes Benedictine coming up with a loose basketball. Flying down court with it for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Allie Kramer. She'll dump it up into the middle. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled. She's coming to the line. So Jennifer Jacobs will be coming to the free throw line. 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and Jennifer looking for her first point, gets it right there. One more shot coming. You think you can make that better?
For sure.
That's what I'm liking. Jacobs coming up. One more shot here. She's out of Capon. Got them both. AJ has her first 2 points, and BC goes up 5-0 now. Braves are going to steal on the inbound. The feed into the line. The lane comes back out on top. Kramer. Ravens with the ball. Right side is going to be Josie Weiser fading away. The shot is up by Twyla. Won't go in. Rebounding it back down is going to be JJ. She throws the ball right into the hands of Tristan Heiden. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and good for three. Heiden. See, you can't do that. You can't. Go ahead. It won't work. 7:25 to go. You'll be the first person on the planet to make this work. Josie will put the shot up from the outside, and she'll hit a three, and it is now 8-3. Benedictson, here's a steal, and a quick layup by Aaliyah Rain. And it is now 10-3. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Manhattan Christian. Taking a break with them, what do you say? 7:02 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens, 10, Thunder, 3.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
In the opening quarter, Benedictson leading in this women's college basketball game 10-3. Nice little outlet pass is going to be knocked free, still going away, and it's going to be over and back as Allie Kramer comes up with a steal right at midcourt. Her inertia carried her into the backcourt, and it'll be over and back. Putting it in play, Manhattan Christian at midcourt across the way. Katie Williams will bring it in. Katie takes it down the right side, has it in the forecourt, lobs into the middle. It's going to be banned, but saved nicely by Curly Wallmeyer. Wallmeyer kicks it over to the left side to Hurla. She'll go into the lane. Puts it back off on top. Williams. Williams has the ball knocked away from her. And taking it away, it's going to be Allie Kramer. Kramer will drive it down. Goes in. Goes up. Shot missed. And we get a foul called. Going to get a block. We're going to get an offensive foul. We're going to get a blocking call. So the foul is going to be on Tristan Heiden, apparently so. It'll be her first. And the free throw for Kramer is up and in. So Heiden will pick up the personal foul. And Allie Kramer will knock it down. Second shot, no. Rebounded Twyla. Follow shot, no. Rebound JJ. Follow shot, yeah. Jacobs has 4 points. It's down 13-3. Benedictson. Manhattan Christian into the forecourt with the basketball. 6:10 to go. Here in the opening quarter. The lob over to the left side. Handle there. Knocked away. It's loose on the floor. It'll be picked up. Allie Kramer brings it down. Leaves it over on the left side. Left-handed lamp is going to be up and good. Aaliyah Raines has 6. 15-3. Benedictson. If you'll remember, a year ago this weekend, Benedictson setting women's college basketball scoring record against this team with 117 points. End of the game for Benedictson. Kennedy Nicholson. She played a lot last year. Drew the start, did great. Eisenhower High School from Goddard, Kansas. She's now a sophomore. Also, end of the game for Benedictson is going to be Riley Wade, a 5'9" sophomore from Olathe, Kansas. Ball's knocked away, and they're going to call a foul on Raines. Over Benedict and Leah Raines will have personal foul number one. It'll be BC team foul two. The Thunder have committed three, and we've got 5:43 to go in the opening quarter. Again, keeping in mind we're dealing with quarters here. Here's a cross-court pass, and we get a whistle. Going to be Raven basketball coming in at midcourt. Ravens will take it down to the right side. 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. It's a 15-3 ball game. The feed over to the baseline left. Three-point shot is on its way. Raines up, in and out, no good. Twyla with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Twyla with the follow. It's up, it's good. And Benedict will continue with the pressure. 17-3 Lady Ravens at 5:19 to play in the opening quarter. Thunder into the forward court. Right side is going to be Tristan Hayden. Hayden works it up to the point, dumps it over to the right side. Dunston, being guarded, player defense, Kennedy Nicholson. Back out of top, and to go to Hayden. Working around the right side, Benedict will stay with that player D. Shot clock at 4, shot clock at 3. Here's a launch 3, it's off the right side of the rim. Rebound to get down is going to be Benedict. Nicholson, up court, right side, skip pass, left side, shot up, good. Weiler's going to pick up. Two more. 19-3, Benedictson. Now on the other end of the court, little two-handed shot misses. The follow shot, good! Reagan Griffith has come into the game. Reagan Griffith is a freshman from Bixby, Oklahoma. BC will work it around the outside, leading it now 19-5. Three-point shot, got it, Kennedy Nicholson. 22-5. Lady Ravens. 4 minutes left. How's that going?
Amazing.
4 minutes to play in the first quarter. On the floor once, and the travel's going to get called. I know. Out of the ball game will come Twyla Kerskio. Back in, Josie Weiser. So, setting that Benedict in five for 21st season head coach of the Lady Ravens, Chad Folsom. Up the floor is going to be Allie Kramer. You got Josie Weiser out there. I see Riley Wade on the floor. Grace Dixon is out there. And Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy for three. In, out, and off the rim again. No. Jump off is Josie. Gets tangled up down at the baseline. Yeah. .340 to go.
I'm trying really hard.
I know you are. And here's a steal. Kennedy Nicholson. It's up and good. 24-5, Benedictson. 3:26 left, opening quarter. Manhattan Christian into the forecourt. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen away. Josie drives, leans, turns, shoots, scores, got fouled. Give it the bucket, plus one. Josie hits the bucket, draws the foul, and for Manhattan Christian, it'll be foul number two by Tristan Hayden. Now, here's the thing for Manhattan Christian. They do not travel with a particularly deep bench. And that being said, if they get into too much foul trouble, it could be a numbers issue for them. And the upcourt outlet pass is going to escape. He'll get away down to the baseline in front of the ladies' locker rooms, and back it will come to Benedictine with just over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 27-5, Lady Ravens out front. Allie Kramer walks it up the floor. Allie at it. Nemaha Central High School. Three-point shot from the left side. That's a little bit short. And as players slide to the floor, we will have a turnover. It will be Manhattan Christian basketball. A little pressure by the Lady Ravens, and it'll come across the timeline. That's a nice pass. Dunston will take it, bring it down the right side, pulls the dribble up, kicks it over to the edge, and we'll have a foul on the floor by Kennedy Nicholson. They'll get it even half down to the line. It'll be Benedict in team foul four. So Nicholson picking up her first foul. Team fouls are even for these clubs at four apiece, which means, of course, that with every foul from here on, we're shooting free throws in this quarter. Inbound it comes into the lane. The dish back over to the right side. Two-handed set shot is up and it won't go down. And a rebound cleared away by Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball, Grace Dixon, the 6'1" freshman from Manhattan High School. Grace Dixon's probably driven by this school out of Manhattan. 2.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Going to stop just a moment. Going to dust down the floor a little bit. And back up with it. Here we go. Thunder with the basketball and into the forecourt. They'll dump it over to the left side. Squaring up, the shot is going to be partially deflected. Kennedy Nicholson does not get a lot of blocks, but she's going to get one right there. Lady Raymond's in the home white with red and black. 2:16 left here in the first quarter. On the right side with it is going to be Katie Williams. She'll start her way to the baseline. Katie played in EKL basketball in her high school career. Back it'll come over on the right side, and the shot clock is going to get away. So there will be a turnover shot clock violation. Back into the lineup for Manhattan Christian, it'll be Morgan Herlock. Raymond's up the floor, and Allie Kramer recovering from that knee injury from a year ago. Looks like she's doing really well. You sure there's some rehab still going on. Here's a shot from the left side. Up a good Josie Weiser for a couple more. I've got Josie with 9 right now. 1.5 minutes to go in the first. Manhattan Christian with it over to the right side, thinking about the 3. Instead, they'll put the runner up down to the baseline. It will not go down. Rebound, Riley Wade. And Riley gets fouled. Well, it's going to be on Carly Wallmeyer. It'll be her first, as that is, we talked a moment ago, as that is the 5th team foul. We're going to see Benedictson coming to the free throw line, and stepping up there is going to be Riley Wade. Riley from Olathe, Kansas, has not scored yet tonight, and that first one won't quite go in. She'll have another shot coming at it here. 1:26 to go in the opening quarter, 29-5. Benedictine in front here in this women's college game. Second shot up, got it. So Wade is on the board. 30-5, Benedictine. Now Wade will come out of the game, but Twyla, who had checked out, goes right back in and takes Riley's spot. Twyla cares Gill for Benedictine. She does a lot of things, can play some multiple roles, a versatile kind of a player, can go anywhere probably from 2 to 5 if she had to, and would be probably really comfortable in anything 3, 4, or 5. Ball coming in. Thunder coming up the court with it. Outlet pass is batted, and it's going to get away, go out of bounds. Benedictine have it back into the minute. 12 left in the first. Karis Keel out of the court for BC. Allie Kramer's out there. You've also got Leah Raines over on the right side. Josie Weiser, and taking the post is Grace Dixon. We're down to 1 minute to play in the first. BC on offense, leading it by 25. Ravens work around the outside. Here's Raines for 3. It'll rim out. Not going to drop in. And rebounding it down. Thunder. Manhattan Christian up court. And they're going to turn it over. A little double dribble. I thought maybe they were going to let that one slide. And apparently they decided no. Going to make the call. Very nice crowd, as you heard Coach Moody and I discussing for the guys' game. And it has stayed as a very good crowd for the ladies' contest tonight. 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Braves to go around to the right side. Here's Josie for three. Won't drop in. Dixon with a rebound. Spins, shoots, scores. Grace Dixon. 32-5. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Benedictine. It's rolling around the floor, still rolling around, and they're going to have a little jump ball on this thing. See, it'll go that far, and then when we go to this, we just don't get any further response than that. 25 seconds to go. First quarter. BC brings it up. Eases over to the right side. Starts toward the top. Little give and go now. Gonna be Josie. Dumps it over to the left side to Twyla. 11. Now 10 seconds left in the quarter. Driving in is Kramer. Kicks it back to the right side. Josie, 17 footer. Wide to the right. Feed underneath. Twyla follows up. Doesn't get it. Rebound tipped and Benedictine. Not doing what they wanted to do on that late possession. But yet, they have a lead, and we're going to take a break. After one quarter in a women's college game, it's Benedictine 32, Manhattan Christian 5.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Here in Ashes of Kansas, we're getting set to go to the second quarter with women's game. It's Benedictine in front of Manhattan Christian, 32-5. Is you in that first quarter scoring, or you want me to do that?
Go ahead.
All right. Manhattan Christian, 3 points for Kristen Hayden, and Reagan Griffith coming off the bench with two for Benedictine. Pace it away. Josie Weiser with nine. Half a dozen for Aaliyah Raines. Five in our opening half for Kennedy Nicholson. Four apiece for both Twyla Karaskiu and Jennifer Jacobs. It was a 2-point first quarter for Grace Dixon. And Riley Wade with one. Thank you much. Benedictine shooting in the game, pretty good. Hitting half of their shots. They are 12 of 24 in the opening half. From the outside, not so hot. 2 of 9, hitting 22% from the outside. For Manhattan Christian, they are 2 of 8 from the floor and 1 of 2 from the perimeter. Rebound. Manhattan Christian is hauled in 5. Benedictine has secured 13 opening quarter rebounds. 17 Thunder turnover. Benedictine has turned it over 4 times. So here we go. Second half, the inbound pass knocked away. Driving it down. Raines in up. That's two more. Leah Raines gets down the court, puts it up and in, and she's at 8 points now. It's 34-5. Thunder back down court. The drive to the right side of the lane. The shot is up. Off the rim a couple of times. No good. And an offensive rebound. 17 footers up. Rims out. Won't go. And here's Keo. Had it. Lost it. The follow shot won't drop. This time Kennedy Nicholson will clear it away. Benedictine up the floor. Right side is going to be Josie. Goes all the way across. Underneath. The shot. Reigns for two. Rebound underneath. Followed. Yes. Plus one for Twyla. I tell you what, I'm obviously out of the fashion loop because braids are apparently kind of a thing. I'm seeing an awful lot of braids on this Lady Raymond team. Kennedy Nicholson has always had that. Josie goes with the braid out there. You see Jennifer with that, a little bit of that. And you can see some of the other players on the sideline. Lots of braids.
They're just very fancy people.
It's what they are. and willing to invest the time to do it. 9:20 to go in the game, in the half. Ravens with a 37-5 lead. Here we go with Manhattan Christian over to the right side. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Jennifer Jacobs, Twyla Karras, Keo Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Raines, and Josie Weiser, the five on the court for the Lady Ravens right now as we go inside 9 minutes to play in the half. Comes in very quickly to the baseline right, dish back into the corner. BC swarming on defense, and that pays off as a little bucket set to try to elude the pressure, results in a turnover. Back up court with it. Here's Kennedy. Kennedy Nicholson, Goddard, Kansas. Made him, went to Eisenhower High School. On the right side, Leah Rain. Little reverse layup. Jacobs won't get it to go. And here comes Manhattan Christian. Little bump and little pushing around. Now the Ravens are going to come up and the ball gets free. Weiser down, kicked it left, layup, good. Josie the assist. Rain with two more. Aaliyah in double figures with 10. Now 39-5. Here's a steal. Kennedy Nicholson, two for her. 41-5. Benedictine, and we're going to get a Manhattan Christian timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 8:06 to go. Still in the opening half. Lady Ravens 41, Thunder 5.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Good to have you back with us. 8:06 to play here in the half. The Benedictine Lady Ravens at home tonight with a 41-5 advantage. Can I just put that away and so it quits driving you nuts?
No, I'm determined.
No, it won't work. Can't make it work. I say those things that just kind of egg you on to make you keep trying.
I'm sure.
But it won't work. Here's Manhattan Christian. Look at him run a little motion. I like it. Putting together a nice possession, moving the ball around a little bit. Ultimately, that time they did turn it over. Here's an outlet on the fast break, and the running layup is going to be up and in. That is Maddie Garrison. She's in the game for the first time out of Blue Valley Southwest High School, a 5-foot, 11-inch sophomore. Maddie Garrison with a couple of points now, 43-5. Benedictine continues to rotate players into the lineup. We're going to get Kiana Herrera. Haven't had a chance to see Kiana, a 5'11" freshman at a Bishop LeBlanc High School in St. Joe. Here's the steal. Ravens will come up the court, and for some reason, Maddie didn't go after the ball. Here's a breakaway on the other end, and the layup won't quite fall. Taken back by Nicholson. Kennedy gets it in the middle of Jennifer. Jacobs off the glass. A power move is up and in. Jennifer Jacobs. She will hit the bucket, draw the foul. It's going to be, I think, the third on Herla, maybe? Yeah. And again, for Manhattan Christian, they're traveling light with numbers tonight. Free throw not going to go in. And it is now 45-5. 7:02 to go in the first half. Ravens will be putting it in down to the baseline and stepping out to do the inbound work is Kennedy. Nicholson feeds it to the free throw line. Jacobs dumps it over to the left. Here's a three launched in. A bit short. Rebound is going to be secured down by the Thunder. And up the floor comes Manhattan Christian. 6:50 to go in the second quarter here in the first half. And all the way down to the baseline, Manhattan Christian goes bumping, and Nicholson is going to get called for the foul. Kennedy's looking out there going, really, did I do that? And, you know, the answer to that is probably. I suspect maybe yes. It's going to be her second foul of the game. Manhattan for three. Well, wouldn't quite get in there. Driving over the top. Aaliyah Rain.
You were playing volleyball for a second. It was very impressive.
She went up with that kind of that, with that spike kind of a play. 6.5 to go.
I'm pretty sure she got a kill on that one.
I tell you what, I wouldn't have been in front of that thing. Benedictine substituting in and out. Now let's hit the five. Who we got out there? We've got Kiana Herrera and Riley Wade. Here's a three. Oh, look at the shot for Manhattan Christian. Knocking it down. That's Katie Williams. 45-8. Again for the Ravens. You got Maddie Garrison at the top. Riley Wade is out there. Also got Allie Kramer. And grounding it out, Kiana Herrera, last player, Garrison. So those are the Benedictine five. Not a typical five, not a five that you may see playing together a lot this season. 6:10 to go in the half. Manhattan Christian coming up. Here's another three. That was just off the back of the rim, and the rebound taken down by Benedictine. Outlet, J.J. Umpen, good for two. Jacobs has her 8th point of the game. 47-8. Lady Ravens in front. Got the ball's going to be batted away. Here's Riley up. Got it. Riley Wade for two. 49-8. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Now Wade with the steal. Weaves left, cuts right, lays it up and in. Two more. Bradley Wade with five. 51-8. Manhattan Christian over to the right side. Kerrigan Dunston with the ball. Kerrigan's a sophomore from Mankato, Kansas. She went to Rock Hills High School. There's one of those big comfortable chairs that you put in the bleachers going out the door. Tell you what, that looks almost as good as my recliner that's back in the house. 5 minutes to go. Here's a three, short. And a rebound off the floor by Benedictine. Kiana Herrera up the floor. Allie Kramer, look at that. This is what is so important for Allie Kramer and why games like this are huge for her. Developing the confidence in that repair, that knee that's better, and just gotta get the feel, gotta get out there and play a little bit, gotta know everything is okay. BC is gonna take Garrison out of the game, and Josie Weiser will rotate back in as she comes into the lineup. Josie has 9 points, all of them in the opening quarter. 4.5 to go in the half. Top side for the basketball is going to be Allie Kramer. Dumps it over to the left where Josie launches three. It won't go in. Rebound underneath is going to be Allie Kramer. Allie goes back door. Josie goes up and in. Kramer, the assist. Josie, 11. That's got her back in front. Uh-oh, that could have been over and back, and the ball is going to get away. It's going to roll out of bounds, and nobody wants to see somebody take a tumble like that in this tonight. 4:11 left. Crew's going to wait for the mop young man to get out there and get that floor polished up. Looking good. And here we go. Back to play. 4 minutes left in the opening half. Ball coming up, gets across the timeline on the outlet pass, across the middle, and back over to the right side. Give and go to the middle, the dish down to the baseline right. Starting to cut in, the feet, the turn, the shot, the bucket. Nicely done, and Carly Wallmeyer has her first point this evening. 51-10. Top side for Riley Wade. Too short. Rebound underneath. Pull back down by Benedictine. Uh-oh. Backdoor. Weiser to Wade. 57-10. That was really good anticipation. And usually, you're later in the season before you see players who know where they're going to be and be able to make something like that fly. That worked very, very well. Now we got a reach in and a foul called on Josie. It's going to be a pair of fouls now for Josie Weiser. Benedictine team foul four of the second quarter. Manhattan Christian is going to make a rotation into the lineup. Head coach Mindy Eckert in her third season doing all she can to keep her team rotated around a little bit. Here's a feed down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away by Benedict and Kiana Herrera. Looking down the bench for Benedictine and a couple of players we haven't seen. And I saw Kyra suited up. Here's a shot from underneath that won't go in, but we have not seen her come into the game. Benedictine up the floor. Riley Wade. There's two more. Riley's got eight in this quarter, nine in the game. 59-10. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Josie bounce past Riley. Trying to kick it back to Josie. Instead, it'll be picked up off the floor and scored by Raina Jasper, who's just come in. Raina, the sophomore from Anderson County High School in Garnett, Kansas. You can see where that was. Here's a three. Wow! What a shot by Morgan Hurla. 61-13. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Hold on. Let me get that. This one. There you go. 2:16 left in the half. And are we getting a timeout? What? You may speak.
Kiana Herrera scored.
Oh, great. Thank you. There you go. Young woman out of Bishop LeBlanc High School up at St. Joe. 2 minutes left in the half. Here's the three, right side, won't drop, rebound. Going to be lost out of play. It'll be, I think, Manhattan basketball. No, it's going to be Benedictine ball. 63-13. Benedictine up some 50 here with a little under 2 minutes to go in the half. Top side with the basketball again. It's going to be Raina Jasper. Here's the feed underneath. Oh, the pass batted out of the hands of Grace Dixon. Grace Dixon out of Manhattan, Kansas. And now we're going to get a jump ball call on the other end of the floor. Possession arrow, BC. All right, I've got to work on this. Let me see. How am I going to do here? For the Lady Ravens, that's Kathleen Stanley out of Leawood, Kansas. Kathleen is out on top. She's got a huge upside, a lot of potential on this team. Out on top is going to be Raina Jasper. Over to the right side of the free throw line. That's Grace Dixon. The shot goes up from underneath. It misses. Michaela Bauman out of Blair, Nebraska is out there. And who have I not brought in? Here's the feed underneath, and Raina Jasper comes up. Jasper looks for Stanley, kicks it back across. The shot for two, knocked down by Grace Dixon. Grace getting her fourth point of the ball game. Half, or inside a minute, 50 seconds to go in the half, 65-13. Kiana Herrera, there you go. She's the fifth Lady Raven out of the court right now. Back and in. Turnaround shot is up. It's a little bit flat. They're going to say it was partially deflected by Benedictine, and it'll come back in play. Manhattan's got it. 20 on the shot clock as they refresh that. Are you just going to close that?
I think I've just given up on humanity now.
Yeah, see? It took a minute. Here's a shot from the outside. Nope. And there's a foul. Thing, that big roundhouse sweeping effort at coming down with the ball will usually get you that. And that foul is going to be on Megan Hurla. So, Hurla is in little trouble. She's got four personal fouls. Ravens with the basketball. The feed to the baseline. The shot. It's up. It's good. Plus one. And coming to the line, Kiana Herrera. Herrera with the bucket. Who's that? Wallmeyer. Commitment foul. Carly. Here's the free throw. It's up and good. 7 seconds. Six. We're rapidly approaching halftime. Manhattan with the basketball. The lob down to the baseline. It's going to get away. And that will take us to intermission. We'll be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the break. It's Benedictine 66, the Thunder 13.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where the teams are gone, everybody's gone, but clock has not started running yet. So we'll see how long, what they do. In the meantime, is while the teams are off and in their respective locker rooms, how about you recap that first half scoring for us, would you please?
Yeah, starting off with Manhattan Christian. Tristan Hayden with 3 points. Morgan Hurlow with 3 points. Regan Griffith with 2 points. Carly Wallimer with 2 points. And Katie Williams for 3 points, adding up to 13. Then for Benedictine Ravens, starting off with Kennedy Nicholson with 7 points. Also with seven is Twyla. With 2 points, we have Raina. Also, Maddie Gerritsen. With 3 points, we have Aaliyah Kramer. With 11 points, we have Josie Weiser. With 9 points, we have Riley Wade. 8 points, we have Jennifer Jacobs. 10 points, we have Aaliyah Rains. 5 points, we have Kiana Herrera. And finally, Grace Dixon with 4 points.
There you go. A lot of Benedictine players getting into the game. Pretty much all of them that got in the game have scored. And we've only got a couple. Thank you very kindly. We only have a couple that we have not yet seen. And it'll be interesting to see if they are available, if they will be playing as we go to the second half. It's been a big day here on the Benedictine campus for, you know, a lot of different athletic groups and athletic teams. You heard Coach Moody in our post-game conversation talking about the women's soccer and all kinds of different things going on. Of course, we're very familiar with the Raven football team having won today over Evangeline and moving to, 9-1 with one game left in the regular season. So we've got that. Of course, the Benedictine men, a hard battle and a hard-fought game against an nationally ranked and extremely good Southwestern team out of Winfield. Southwestern coming away with a slim win over Benedictine in that one. And, of course, your Lady Ravens going after their win this evening here at home. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We're going to send it back to very capable skills of Joseph back at the KRadio Sports Studios. And we're going to return here to bring in the second half live. But right now, from the Ralph Miller Gymnasium on the BC campus, with the intermission score, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 68, the Manhattan Christian Thunder 13. We're going to send it back. Joseph, please take care of us for a bit, shall we?
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to remind everybody that tonight, daylight savings time ends. Make sure that you turn your clocks back 1 hour. We will be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Council with the scores in football and a little bit of Big 12 football news as well.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and football scores today, we have Mid-America Nazarene topping Missouri Valley with a final score of 49-42. It was Grandview over Culver Stockton with a final score of Grandview 46, Culver Stockton 21. William Penn beat Clark with a final score of William Penn 14, Clark 3. Baker shut out Central Methodist with 28 points to Central Methodist 0. Peru State topped Graceland with a final score of Peru State 34, Graceland 19. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Benedictine over Evangel with a final score of Ravens 30, Evangel 7. In KU football, it was a victory for the Kansas Jayhawks over the OSU Oklahoma State Cowboys with a final score of Jayhawks 37, Cowboys 16, and that is Jayhawks football score from today. The Wildcats are having a little bit of a tougher time at it. In the third quarter with 13 minutes and 55 seconds left to go, the Texas Longhorns are leading the Wildcats by 21 points, 31-10. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 41. Tonight, under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 60. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Monday, with daytime highs approaching 60. 67, chance for scattered thunderstorms, Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 50 degrees and we've got clear conditions out there. The winds are out of the south at about 11 miles per hour. The dew point is 37 degrees. The relative humidity is 61%. We've got a feels-like temperature out there of 46 degrees on your skin. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.65 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Happy to have you along with us here this evening. College basketball. I'm doing a little housekeeping. I'm enjoying a birthday cupcake here at halftime. If you're a Manhattan Christian, tell me the truth. Is a birthday cupcake the best thing that's happened so far tonight? Because they have had some struggles this evening. And I have incredible respect and admiration because it's tough to come out, play a good team like Benedictine. You're just kind of, shorthanded, and it's hard. And yet, they are out there, and they're working hard, and they are staying with it. And total respect for this group. These players and head coach Mindy Eckert in her third season at Manhattan Christian. We're just a couple of minutes away from the beginning of the third quarter in the Benedictine Lady Ravens with a 68-13 lead. Looking at the numbers from the statistics that they shared with us here at halftime for Manhattan Christian. They're hitting 22% of their shots from the floor, but 38% of their shots from three-point range. They have not had a free throw opportunity yet in the ballgame for Benedictine. They are 29-49 from the floor. That's how good they're shooting. I mean, it is. They're playing well. That's almost 60%, 59%+. Three-point shooting, Benedictine is not doing well. Lady Ravens are only 2 of 12 three-point shooting. And at the free throw line, they're 8 of 12, 66.7%, two-thirds. Looking at rebounds, Manhattan Christian has a dozen rebounds in the first half, 5 on the offensive side and 7 defensive, but for Benedictine, it has been a 26-rebound first half, 14 offensive boards and 12 defensive boards for the Lady Ravens. Talked about fouls. They are a real issue. And for Manhattan Christian, there's a problem looming there with Morgan Hurla. 4 fouls right now. 3 for Carly Wallmeyer and 2 in the first half by Tristan Heiden. 4 Benedictine. A couple of fouls apiece on Twyla Carrasquillo and Josie Weiser and Kennedy Nicholson. Also, you got 2 by Kiana. Kiana just had 1. Benedictine assists. Josie's having a really complete game. Not only has she got 11 points, she's got 4 assists, 3 steals in the game. 6 steals. Josie Wise has been credited with 6 steals in the first half of the ballgame here tonight. So, big game for her. Both teams are now huddled up around the coaches. We're about ready to get underway with the second half. 68-13. Lady Ravens with the lead here. Looking out on the court for Benedictine to see who we're going to have as a starting group out there. And I'm spotting Aaliyah Raines and Josie Weiser, Twyla Carrasquillo. I'm sure we've got Allie Kramer. There she is. And rounding it out for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs. So it's going to be the original 5, the starters who were out there to begin the ballgame earlier here this evening. 4, Manhattan Christian. It is going to be Kerrigan Dunston and Tristan Heiden, Morgan Hurla, Carly Wallmeyer, Katie Williams, and again, with those 4 fouls, number 13, Morgan Hurla, must be very careful. Ball comes in play, belongs to Manhattan Christian, and we're underway. Here's a quick 3 for Hurla. And a rebound, pulled down by Kramer, outlets, and Raines up and in for 2. So as quickly as that, Leah Raines makes it a 70-13 game. And back up over to become Manhattan Christian. BC will be in their player defense. Manhattan Christian comes out on top. Dunston has it. In some trouble. Needing some help. Has it batted away from her. And it's going to be stolen. And then slipping and falling hard to the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. We saw Leah Raines hit the hardwood, but the problem is that she was fouled, I believe. I'm waiting to see for him to put that thing up on the board. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. There it is. It's going to be the second foul on Dunston. First foul of this quarter. Here's a 3. Josie Weiser for 3 from the left wing. That's got Josie at, 14 points now? 8:50 to go, third quarter. Weiser anticipating the cross-court pass, comes up with a steal, the breakaway layup, up and good for two more. Josie now with 16 in the game. Manhattan Christian works around to the left side. Benedicto standing player defense, a little screen, a little collision, and somebody falls to the floor, and we will have a foul on Benedict, and it's going to be on Allie Kramer. Allie will pick up foul number one. Team fouls are even up at one apiece for these two clubs. Looking in, trying to bring the ball in from down to the baseline. Turnaround shot, hits the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Here comes Josie, races down the court, down the left side. Little skip pass, and she thought Allie Kramer was going to come on down and go to the baseline. Allie stopped just above the baseline, and a skip pass through the lane, across the lane and through traffic, goes on out of bounds. Athletic Director Charlie Gartmeyer over there just about able to field that thing, just out of his reach. 8 minutes to go. Back around to the right side with a Manhattan Christian. Nice feed into the right block. Back and in. Power move. Shot off the window. Good. Count that. Carly Wallmeyer. And it's 75-15. BC to the baseline left. Here's your three for Reigns. And a rebound on the floor. Wallmeyer's going to pick it up. Thunder bringing it up the floor. Outlet down the right side with Azale. Come to Dunston. She'll feed it over to the right edge. Hurla has it. Takes the baseline. Little reverse layup. Good, Morgan Hurla. 75-17. 70-11 to play. Third quarter. Reigns will have a topside. Here's Josie for three. Rebound underneath. Twyla kicks it back. Kramer for three. Oh, yeah. Allie Kramer. Her first three here tonight. 78-17. 7 minutes left. Third quarter. Running shot up off the window. Almost fell in somehow, but then twisted away. Carrasquillo up the floor. Bumps it over to the right side, and Allie Kramer into the forecourt with it. Allie, the pride of Nemaha Central High School. Josie Weiser, another three-point shot. So it's now 81-17. Benedictine in front. The drive around to the left side, kind of stumbling. The ball batted away. Picked back up and followed home. Nice job, Carly Wallmeyer. She's up to a half a dozen points now. 81-19. Kramer, a little 360 spin, dribbles it out to the baseline, lobs it across. Josie, baseline, it's three. Got it. Josie had 11 in the first half. She's got 11 already in the second half. And we're going to get a foul called. The whistle is going to be on Thunder. It will be the third foul on Tristan Hayden, I believe. Yes. So Hayden will have her third personal. And for Benedictine, we're going to see some pretty largely wholesale substitutions being made. Hayden, two, that is her third foul. Three on Walmer. There and there. Okay, here we go. Benedictine down court with it. We'll reset that BC 5 as they will turn it over with the travel. Out of the court for the Lady Ravens, you're going to have Grace Dixon. Josie Weiser still out there. We have Riley Wade out of the court. Also still have Aaliyah Raines. And rounding it out, going to be, look, Grace Dixon. Here's a turnaround shot. Count the bucket plus one for Manhattan Christian. The bucket is good. Foul is going to be on Josie. And a chance at a conventional three-point play for Manhattan Christian and Katie Williams. Rains will exit the game, and Benedictine is going to bring Maddie Gerritsen back in. Here's your free throw. It's up and good for Katie. And Williams has a half dozen points. It's now 84-22. Five, 10 left. About halfway through the third quarter here. Nice backdoor pass down to the block. And as Josie goes up, we get a whistle and a foul. Now, here's the good news for Manhattan Christian. Never good news to commit a foul, but good news when first foul on Reagan Griffith. So Reagan's first foul of the game at Josie Weiser's first free throw is good. Josie having, I think it's fair to say, anytime you get a dozen or more in a quarter, it's a good quarter. There's another one. So that is 13 in the quarter for Josie Weiser, who now she will check out. They got Kennedy Nicholson out there for Benedictine now, and Riley Wade on the floor, Grace Dixon. Inside five. Kiana Herrera's out there. Here's a shot up and looking for the block. We have a Benedictine foul call. That is Kennedy's third foul tonight. Kennedy Nicholson kind of putting her hands in the air. So Maddie Gerritsen and Grace Dixon on the left side of the lane. Right side of the lane is Riley Wade and Kiana Herrera. Kennedy Nicholson up at the top. Second free throw won't quite go in. The first one does. And the Lady Raven lead is 86-23. 4:44 left. Here's a square up. It's a three. Boom. Wow. Maddie Gerritsen. 89-23. 4:20 left. Starting first from the right side and then to the left, all the way around the horn, taking it down to the baseline, nearly traveling, but able to keep that foot planted. Now the ball stolen away, anticipating it. Here's Riley Wade. Goes up and gets it in. 11 for Riley. 91-23, Benedictine. And we've still got 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The pass goes inside, batted away, picked back up on the wing. Reagan Griffith comes up with it. Now they'll take it down to the right side, the feed and the shot and a whistle and a foul. Benedictine picking up a foul and the Thunder will be coming to the free throw line. Whistle's going to be on Kiana Herrera. That'll be her first foul this evening. Lady Ravens, it's going to be team foul four. Let me look. I think I've got Herrera. I think we have one more foul than that. Free throw is up and no good?
No good.
No good. Yeah, this would be the second foul by Herrera. So we'll get that fixed. This free throw, perfect. So the first one doesn't, but the second one does for Katie Williams. And it's 91-24, Benedictine. 3:45 and running along here in the third quarter in the Nolan Gymnasium. BC with the basketball coming down to the right side. Long cross-court pass. They'll dish it off on top. The three is launched and short. Rebound is tipped and tipped again. Lost out of play and will be off the fingertips of Riley Wade. Back up with it. Manhattan Christian. Down the left side with it. They go all the way down to the baseline. Deep in the corner goes Katie Williams. Lobs it back off on top. Dunston. Dunston goes three. Just off to the right side. They would also, with the limited numbers, the Manhattan Christian players going to have to be in some kind of shape. I mean, just to run literally as many trips as they're taking it up and down the court and with as little break as they are getting. That's tough. That's impressive. 3 minutes to go. Ravens with it, drive down the side of the baseline. This turnaround from 12 on the baseline right off the mark. Scramble for the loose basketball. It's on the floor. We're going to get a jump called and a possession arrow to Benedictine. 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third quarter. BC Guys going up just short against the nationally ranked opponent here tonight. Here's a baseline three from the left side. Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, the double figure scoring now with 10. 94-24. 2:39 and rolling. Backing in. Holding the pivot foot. A little trouble now. The lob into the corner to Hurla. She'll go across, goes in, and got it! How about that, Morgan Hurla? 94-26. Back up with it, Kennedy. Trickles it over to the right side. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go with the third quarter. Dish pass over to the baseline right. They'll push it back off on top again. Herrera had it, kicks it left. Kennedy squares, three, too hard off the back lip of the rim. And a rebound is going to be fought for. 2, 3, 4 players on the floor and a jump ball call. So we're going to get a jump ball, and it will belong to Manhattan Christian. Lady Ravens are going to bring Michaela Bauman. Raina Jasper back in. Michaela Bauman from Blair, Nebraska. Now, if you're old enough, you'll remember when Benedictine used to travel to Blair, Nebraska every other year for football when we used to play the now defunct Dana College. Here's a three. No. And rebounding it back down and back up for Thunder. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Here's a lob inside. It's going to be batted away and saved by BC. Up with it is Bauman. Michaela down the right side, dumps it over down to the baseline right. Driving in, back and rotating to the right, spinning all the way around. Comes to the top. The uncontested three is wide to the left side. Rebounding it away. It's going to be Herrera once again. Gets it to Reyna. Jasper can't get the shot. Herrera will. Three, no. Rebound underneath Benedictine. Pulled down by Grace. Dixon can't hang on to the ball, and it's going to be taken away. Up the floor with the basketball is going to come Katie Williams. She'll take it down the right side for the Thunder as we're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Benedictine set to go to the bench. Coach Folsom is walking a player to the scorer's table. Here's a turnaround shot, and we're going to get a foul called on Kiana Herrera. I've got Herrera with three. Yep. And Benedictine over the limit, and we're going to have free throws taken. Out of the game for the Lady Ravens goes Maddie Gerritsen, and in for Benedictine, Kathleen Stanley. First free throw's up and good. Kathleen Stanley. There's a second free throw is also in there for Katie Williams. Kathleen Stanley's a 5'8" sophomore out of Leawood, Kansas. And she comes to Benedictine from Illinois Wesleyan. Ravens up the floor. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. The feed will go to the left side of the lane. In trouble. Pass comes back out on top. BC works it over to the left side to Bauman. Back off on top. And again in trouble. The defense reaches. That was a great job of just trying to steal that ball away. Back off on top. Stanley. She'll go three. Hit three. First point of the game for Kathleen. 97-28. And we're down 14, 13, 12, approaching the end of the third quarter here. 10 seconds. Down the right side with it. It's going to be Hurla. She'll work her way back out on top. 2 seconds, one. Shoots at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and we go to the fourth here in Atchison, Kansas. After three, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 97, Manhattan Christian 28.
Skyway Banks.
at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
So good to have you with us here on Care Radio this evening. College football this afternoon, college basketball here this evening. Taking a look at by clock, your phone is charged, it's only 8:27. We'll be out of here, Joseph, by, you know, quarter after 11.
What?
Yeah, I got that look. I was waiting for that look.
You got me panicked.
Had you a little concerned. All I keep hearing is, I'd like supper. That's what I keep hearing out of you. I'm not sure what that means.
You can't say that to everybody.
Going to the fourth quarter, Benedictine, well in front here this evening. We'll get some official stats and numbers, but I think, well, that was a nice quarter for Manhattan Christian. Scoring 5 in the opening quarter, 8 in the second, but they end up with a 15-point third quarter. Benedictine scoring 32, then 34, and then this quarter, 31. Doing a quick map here. Bigger numbers when I get to Josie. It took a little bit longer. How about this? Benedictine led in scoring by Josie Weiser. Right now through three quarters, Josie with 24 points. Here's a baseline shot for three. Let's make that 27, shall we? Josie Weiser.
What is
27
that?
27 points as the Lady Ravens reach 100.
That is 4 threes in the second half.
Yeah, it's a pretty good half, huh? Back down the right side for the Manhattan Christian. Also double figures for Benedictine right now. Leah Raines with a dozen, 11 for Riley Wade, 10 for Kennedy Nicholson. So, there you go with that. Here's a shot, up and good. 9:20 to go in the game. Are you, what you doing? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You watch your blink. Nine minutes left in the ball game. Benedictine. Another quick bucket down low, and they stretch their lead down to 103-30. The shot blocked away. BC coming up with a Josie, loses the handle, little underhand scoop. It's a 0-4, and the layup is up and good. JJ, 105-30. Benedictine. And now, waiting to see what we've got going on here. Ball's going to be put in play by the Thunder here on the near side. We've got 8.5 to go. Putting it in, taking their time, and going to lob it down to the baseline. Benedictine will knock it free. And it's going to come back to the Lady Ravens. 8:20 to play. 105-30. Here's your score. Kennedy Nicholson starts down the right side. Swings it over to the left wing. Josie has it there. Feeds it to the baseline. Rain shot up. No good. Rebound. Pulled away nicely. Katie Williams from Manhattan Christian. Katie playing really hard out here tonight. Up court with it. And, of course, for her, she's probably closer to home with this game here at Benedictine than she will be in many, perhaps any of her other college games. 8 minutes left. And substitution coming in for Coach Mindy Eckert. BC's still got Josie out there, and they've got Jennifer on the court. Twyla's out there. Kennedy. And also, it's going to be Aaliyah. Oh, that's a long three.
Wow! Kennedy Nicholson.
That was like two steps above the circle for Kennedy. 13 points now. That's a long shot. 108-30. 7.5 to go. Ball's going to be knocked away by Reigns and into the Thunder bench. It'll come back in again to Manhattan Christian. Coach Chad Folsom is bringing players in by the five now. Speaking of five, you're also going to have number five, Raina Jasper out there, Grace Dixon on the floor. I got Maddie Gerritsen, Kiana Herrera, and as the shot goes up, not going to go in. Here comes Benedictine and Riley Wade. Riley into the forecourt with it. Lady Ravens on offense. 7-11 to go in the game. And we'll get a traveling call on Raina. Raina Jasper getting a little PT last year. The 5'6" sophomore from Garnett, Kansas. And for Benedictine, I think that all of the players suited up tonight have gotten out in the game and gotten some participation in. So that's always good. Baseline shot? No. And a rebound, Lady Ravens. Pulling it down is going to be Herrera. Outlet to Riley. Wade shot? No. Rebound underneath. Follow shot partially deflected. Save down Gerritsen, who goes hard just before you heard the crowd go, ooh. And, but she springs to her feet. Seems to be just fine. 6:46 to go. Here comes Manhattan Christian. They'll slide down the floor, lose the handle, pick it up, and it's going to be batted around. Here comes Benedictine. Right side, Herrera. There it is for two. Kiana Herrera, 7 points. 110-30. Back up with it is Emma. Emma Caspers. No. Let me fix that. Up with it is Katie. Here's a little shot for the baseline right. Nope. Foul is going to be on Benedictine.
Riley.
Riley, wait with one foul, and we're at 6 minutes to go. Inbound, it comes on the right side, and quickly a foul on Benedictine. It's going to be on Raina Jasper. It'll be her first foul of the ball game, and the first foul by, or the second foul by Benedictine in the fourth quarter. Ball comes in on the right side. Manhattan Christian looks in. Tries to get it down to the baseline. Finally, they'll work it back out to the wing. 5:55 to go. Shot clock to six. Back it in. Off the block. It's going to be rejected by Herrera. Here comes BC. Jasper, coast to coast. Look to the right side. Can't get it there. Goes to Herrera on the left. Her three looked pretty good, but didn't quite fall for her. But Benedictine is going to come up with a steal. Gerritsen takes it back. The drive right to Riley Wade, and she is fouled. 5.5 minutes to go. 110-30 is the Lady Raven advantage. And that is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Tristan Hayden. Tell you what, Morgan Hurla, who got four fouls early in the game, has really done a remarkable job of not picking up that fifth one. Second free throw is going to be up and good. So Riley Wade, not able to connect on the first, but does hit the second free throw, pushing the score now to 111-30. And back up the floor with it will come the Thunder out of Manhattan Christian. 5 minutes to go. Three-pointer, just short. And a rebound is going to be taken away by Herrera. Kiana, baseball, up the court. Taken by Gerritsen. Got it. Mandy Garrison has 7. 113-30. 4:50 to play in the game. Manhattan Christian drives right, goes up and reaching in. Just not wanting to give up that uncontested shot. Raina Jasper will pick up the foul. So Raina will have personal foul number 2 tonight. And for Benedictine, out of the game, Riley Wade. And into the lineup is, hold on here, man. Let me pick out 23, Michaela Bauman. The freshman from Blair. Free throws. Up and good. Hitting them both. Morgan Herlock. 113-32. Benedictine, 4:40 left. Two-handed pass into the middle. Going to be batted. And Christian says we have a foul called. Four and a half to go. And the pass comes back out on top. They'll dump it into the right corner. Raina for 3. It's good, Raina Jasper. 116-32. And again, I've done no research, but I'm quite certain the number from last year was 117. Back over to the right side with the ball and dishing it into the edge. It's going to be Manhattan Christian. Handling it is Reagan Griffith. She'll have it over to the right side. And now we have another foul. It's going to be against Benedictine and Grace Dixon. Grace picking up foul number 1. Benedictine has 4 fourth quarter fouls. And we will have a timeout. Let's do it. What do you say? We're taking a break. 4:10 to go in the ladies' game. Lady Ravens leading at 116-32.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Well, it's all pretty good today. Not only did we have 3 ball games on Care Radio, but transition music is Chuck. Music at the gym is ZZ. It's just a perfect day, Joseph. What have we done to deserve so much goodness? Some of the fans beginning to maybe slowly matriculate to the exit. I'm not really sure. I'm not if that's really a word. I think that Hank Stram may have just created that. Not even sure that's in the appropriate context. But anyway, fans are leaving slowly. Not all of them, a few kind of moving out. Benedictine is going to steal the inbound pass and race into the forecourt. Down the left side is going to be Kathleen Stanley. Kathleen has a dribble knocked out of her hand. She's working above the 3-point line right in front of the Benedictine bench. And the official said it's going to go out of bounds and off the Lady Ravens. So the Thunder will have it back in play. Inside 4 minutes to go now. Manhattan Christian's Katie Williams kicks it in. And here comes Morgan Herla. Morgan or St. Mary's High School, Maple Hill, Kansas. Working around the top side is going to be Dunston. Kerrigan Dunston from Mankato. Back over to the right side. Lots of patience shown by Manhattan Christian, and then the ball is just going to get away. Here comes Benedictine. Little carry of the ball, no whistle there. Raina Jasper dumps it over to the right block, and the shot is up and misses. Kiana Herrera trying to get that one away, and I think maybe it got defended a little bit from behind, and maybe a hand got up and changed the trajectory of it just a little bit. 3 minutes left in the game now. Tristan Hayden with it on the left side. Crescent, Oklahoma. He's a junior out of Crescent High School. Makes you think of a pastoral nighttime scene, right, Crescent?
Oh, for sure.
I thought you were going to say, like, something to do with biscuits or something.
Biscuits?
Yeah, like Crescent Rolls.
Oh, yeah, I do like biscuits.
See, I knew you did. I figured you might. You're probably hungry now. I just figured you'd go right to the biscuits.
But yours was so much more poetic.
It's true. Well, you know, a lot of, you know, thought went into that. 2.5 to go in the game. Manhattan Christian with the basketball. Lady Ravens leading it 116-32. They raced out to a big lead early and continue to maintain that. Manhattan Christian has shown great patience and perseverance. Here's our spinning shot. It goes round and round and it is in there. The bucket to Morgan Hurla. 116-34. BC will have it up on the top side. It's Grace Dixon with it there. Grace out of Manhattan, Kansas. She's played some awfully good competition and on an awfully good team. Minute 45 to go. 9 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens with the basketball. They'll feed it over to the left side. Now they'll pass in the middle. In the lane, kicking it out. The shot was too up off the rim. No rebound. Going to be hauled down by the Thunder. Manhattan Christian comes up with the basketball. Minute and a half left in the game. 116-34. Up the floor with it is going to be Hayden. Picks up defensively. Now she'll kick it into the lane. Driving, turning. The shot goes up. No good. Rebounded down to Grace Dixon with a minute 15 to go. Over to the right side, the dish into the corner, the three for Staley, no. Rebound, pulled down Manhattan Christian. And now, tripped, knocked to the floor, no foul called. And here comes Benedictine. Again to the right side, Kathleen Stanley, there it is. Kathleen Stanley getting our reprieve and another shot. It makes it now 119-34. Okay, Isabel, I got to ask you a question. For Manhattan Christian, Morgan Hurley, number 13, running down here as the Lady Ravens with the steal, and Stanley hits another pin. Are those two different shoes she wears now? The inbound pass is stolen by Stanley. She hits another pin.
No, I personally think that's just the aesthetic she went for. That might be the bottom.
Look at the soles.
Yeah.
One is blue and one is red. They're not the same, yeah?
No, one's blue and one's pink. It kind of goes together. Maybe they came like that. They were, like, personalized.
You think?
Yeah, because the Nike swoosh on the blue ones is pink, and I think on the pink soles it's blue.
Well, that's interesting enough. 4 seconds and 3. Lady Ravens will slow it down, and that's it. Final score tonight, Benedictine 123, and Manhattan Christian 34. We'll be back to summarize this for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
back with us and recapping the scoring is you got like 150 some points to account for here. Let's see how it all went down.
Quite a few. Starting off with Manhattan Christian, our highest scorer tonight with 12 points was Morgan Hurla. With 8 points was Carly Walmer. With 9 points is Katie Williams. 2 points is Regan Griffith. And with 3 points is Tristan Hayden, totaling up to 34 points. With 123 points was BC. Our high scorer tonight was Josie Weiser with 27 points. With 13 points was Kennedy Nicholson. With 10 points was Kathleen Stanley. 5 points was Raina Jasper. 6 points was Aaliyah Kramer. 7 was Madalie Gerritsen. With 7 was Twyla. With 13 was Riley Wade. 10 was Jennifer Jacobs. 12, Aaliyah Rain. 7, again, Kiana Herrera. And finally, 4 points, Grace Dixon.
Well, there you have it. We had a big night, a big afternoon of Benedictine sports, Benedictine football. A substantial win over Evangel. The BC guys coming up just short to Southwestern tonight, 73-61. And in the nightcap, the Benedictine women show us that they have depth and they have talent. And they had a big win at the expense of Manhattan Christian. Hey, we certainly want to thank you for having joined us. Now, here's what's shaking up. You know what? Tomorrow, you can do anything you want to. No sports on CARE Radio. Tune it in the morning, and Joseph will take you into your day. But we'll be right back here at the Nola Gymnasium next Tuesday night. Benedictine, Avila, another outstanding opponent coming to town. And you know what I find really, really interesting? I'm going to just like go out on a limb a little bit here myself. I would say that the Benedictine men tonight played Southwestern. Tuesday, they are playing Avila. I fully expect that when the postseason football matchups, thank you, come around, Benedictine will be here at home playing either Southwestern or Avila in the postseason football. We'll see how that shakes out. It's just kind of a thought. Hey, that's about all we can do. We're tired. It's time to go home. Joseph, thanks very much. Again, the final score here for the ladies' game. Benedictine winning it 123-34. Great day. Till we see you next time. For producer engineer Joseph, for Izzy up here, giving me a great hand, doing all kinds of stuff. Never to get me locked on, but, you know, we're going to let that slide. We're going to let it slide. It's okay. We'll let it go this time. Tom Couch here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.